The piece of music we're listening to in the background is called Unsealed. It's the mysterious title theme for season 3 of the audio drama, The White Vault. Today, we'll break it down and look at some of the insights into why and how it was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday, we break apart a song, soundtrack, or composition and get into why and how it was made. My name is Brandon Boone. I'm a composer from Cincinnati.
And this is How I Make Music.
Welcome back to How I Make Music, episode 75, Unsealed, by me, Brandon Boone. Today I'm joined by Travis Vengroff.
Hey, this is Travis Vengroff, the editor and sound designer of The White Vault.
Thanks for listening in. I used to have a cello that I rented for like a year for some projects, and people would see it in my room, like, oh, you play cello? I'm like, no, I just use it. I just use a cello. I don't play it.
I took lessons with the strictest teacher from Russia who had like the old school, like, slap on the wrist if you do it wrong.
Thanks. Have a difficulty with the box, Walter? Perhaps we are wrong. It may not be a box at all.
Yes, but isn't the curiosity overwhelming?
The White Vault is a found footage horror fiction podcast set in the Arctic, where a team of researchers heads north to discover the source of a mysterious signal. What terrors lurk beneath the ice? We'll find out.
Why is there a tunnel? How is it that Seija Group loses a tunnel to an underground village?
So today we're looking at two versions of the song Unsealed from the White Vault. There is the first version that was used in season 1 and 2. Take a listen. And then the second version in season 3 and 4. In season 1, we were going for a more isolated, cold feeling in Antarctica with these researchers. Whereas in season 3 and 4, we wanted to do something more South American, and so we started to introduce more instruments from that region. So in season 1, we kind of started with a few different ideas. What's most noticeable about the theme song is that heartbeat that's throughout the whole piece. We drew on that from Ennio Morricone's title track for The Thing. Here's how that sounds. Desolate, lonely research facility. So I kind of tried to start with that heartbeat feeling and glass sounds. Sounding as cold as possible while still having, you know, a melody to it. That simplicity kind of lends to being kind of memorable, and you recognize it when you hear it.
We have a drone that goes throughout the entire story that sort of glues everything together scene by scene. Separating our found footage story is a documentarian who's compiling it together. As she speaks, we have the drone from Unsealed playing underneath to glue the production together.
As far as I could discern, no other documentation or recordings were taken during the first day of the expedition. This completes the first collection of information regarding the repairs.
The expression on my face when Travis called me is like, how do you feel about writing for a 40-person choir? And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. We'll figure that out.
We worked with a friend, Stephen Malin, quite a bit on this piece.
Travis mentioned that there was a choir, and so I wrote the choir piece on my computer and then sent the score to him, and then he and Stephen...
Stephen actually did the orchestration for the choir. He's very much a classical musician, so you can't just write notes on a paper. There's actually a lot that goes into it. And the directing session also was quite terrifying because I was suddenly directing a choir. For the first time in my life. And it was quite the experience at 4 in the morning. They're in Hungary. They have a unique Skype-like service that has zero latency, perfect audibility of exactly what your wave will sound like in real time. It's both exhilarating and terrifying. With 40 people, you've got a split of gender, and you've got a split of alto, soprano, etc. We had different variations of the arrangements. So we've got one where it's just the women doing the higher end voices, whereas there are a lot of rest notes for the lower end. So there are a lot of variations within the choir.
For season 3 and 4, we wanted to do something more South American, and so we started to introduce more instruments from that region.
What you're hearing right now is a live guitar played by Stephen Malin for our track. Hearing the scrapes and taps and breath of an actual guitar is something that's very difficult to fake, even with high-quality samples.
There's also an ocarina, which is a small handheld wind instrument. You're probably familiar with it if you've played Zelda. Some really cool percussion. There is some brass.
An actual flute, very breathy and emotive.
We have two approaches to the strings, one that we considered more tense. And another set that we considered more scary.
Brennan also snuck in a number of really cool synthetic layers like this one. I think is fantastic.
Okay. We wanted to add some sort of creepy pitch-shifting notes as well. As the note is held, the pitch will shift, and that's what you're hearing now.
This one is the kalimba, an instrument which resembles a thumb piano. This is played by Stephen Malin.
You know, it went from just me working on this thing on a computer to a 40-person choir to Stephen playing these instruments. I get a weird number of, when I tour with the No Sleep podcast and stuff, 5 times a show, people will come up and compliment either the White Vault or Vast Horizons. So very happy with both of those.
The White Vault has won our second Webby honoree for music this year, 2020, for the songs you've heard, as well as our musical episode. We've actually been collaborating for a number of years on a couple of different projects, such as Liberty, Tales from the Tower, Vast Horizon, and Dark Dice. Here's another piece of music that Stephen and I worked on with the Budapest Scoring Choir the same session, called Weaver of Fate, for our podcast Dark Dice, which Brandon Boone is also a part of.
That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment. But before we do that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else. We've been listening to the music featured on the audio drama called The White Vault. To hear the full story or check out my other compositions, follow the links in the show notes. Visit howimakemusic.com for bonus behind-the-scenes stuff related to this episode. How I Make Music is created by John Bartman. For audio experiences that keep people listening, contact John Bartman via the show notes. And now, here's Unsealed in its entirety. My name is Brandon Boone.
And I'm Travis Vengroff.
And thanks for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next week.